Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anvitas. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, April 8th, 2021. Welcome to Day 79. Joe Biden announced executive actions to address what he called an epidemic of gun violence in the U.S. Biden also pressed Congress to close background check loopholes, ban assault weapons, and strip gun manufacturers of liability protections, saying much more needs to be done. He also asked the Justice Department to identify immediate concrete actions that he could take unilaterally as president. The DOJ will also issue a proposed rule to curb so-called ghost guns and publish model red flag laws for states to use as guidelines. "We've got a long way to go," Biden says. "It seems like we always have a long way to go. Gun violence in this country is an epidemic, and it's an international embarrassment." Meanwhile, almost 19,000 unaccompanied minors crossed the southern border in March. The previous one-month high for unaccompanied minors arriving at the border was 11,861, set in May 2019. U.S. authorities apprehended more than 172,000 migrants at the U.S. border in March, a 15-year high in monthly crossings. Of those, more than 100,000 were almost immediately expelled. The Biden administration is spending at least $60 million per week to care for unaccompanied migrant teenagers and children who are living in shelters operated by the Department of Health and Human Services. The cost of emergency shelter sites is more than 2.5 times higher than permanent shelters due to the need to develop facilities quickly and hire significant staff over a short period of time. This, according to a spokesperson for HHS's Administration for Children and Families. The spokesperson added that the average daily cost per child is approximately $775 per day based on past experience. Meanwhile, the DOJ says it still can't find the parents of 445 children who were separated from their families at the U.S.-Mexico border by the Trump administration. The parents of 61 separated migrant children have been located since February. Moving on, Joe Manchin says he will not vote to eliminate or weaken the filibuster under any circumstances, and suggested that he would also be opposed to using budget reconciliation to push major aspects of Biden's agenda through Congress. Manchin wrote an op-ed saying the time has come to end these political games and to usher in a new era of bipartisanship where we find common ground on the major policy debates facing our nation. As a result, 10 Republicans will now be needed to join all Democrats in the divided 50-50 Senate to pass major pieces of legislation. Meanwhile, investigators from the Manhattan District Attorney's Office seized financial records from the former daughter-in-law of the Trump Organization's chief financial officer. Jennifer Weisselberg was married to Barry Weisselberg, the son of Alan Weisselberg, from 2004 to 2018. District Attorney Cyrus Vance's office took possession of 3 boxes and a laptop as part of a grand jury subpoena. Jennifer Weisselberg turned over all records she possessed of her ex-husband's bank accounts and credit cards, plus his statements of net worth and tax filings. Separately, the Trump Organization hired an experienced criminal defense attorney to represent it in the Manhattan prosecutor's investigation into possible bank, tax, or insurance fraud by Trump and the Trump Organization. And finally, one of Matt Gaetz's associates who faces a sex trafficking charge is expected to plead guilty and will likely cooperate with federal prosecutors. Investigators are looking into a Bahamas trip that Gaetz allegedly took in 2018 or early 2019 to find out whether he violated sex trafficking or prostitution laws. The associate Joel Greenberg's possible cooperation with the Justice Department could provide investigators with details. Specifically, investigators are trying to determine if the escorts were illegally trafficked across state or international lines for the purpose of having sex with Gaetz. Greenberg introduced Gaetz to women he found through websites that connect people who are willing to go on dates in exchange for gifts and allowances, which feature women looking for sugar daddy relationships with wealthy men. Greenberg's lawyer Fritz Scheller said his client was uniquely situated to help prosecutors and was seeking a deal with the least exposure possible. Scheller added, "I'm sure Matt Gaetz is not feeling very comfortable today." That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anvitas.